Welcome to the Jesus Week Movement Radio Broadcast, your half-hour deep dive into strategies, testimonies, and blueprints behind saturation to transformation movements. Hey, everybody, I'm your host, Mick Richards.
And I'm Pastor Dave Bidell, a co-host on this amazing show, and we're excited today to speak about the dream of seeing churches working together as one, as Jesus called us to. There's usually three things we need to do. We need to move first from isolation, which is a problem, to emotional unity. But after emotional unity, which a lot of us are building now, we're moving towards functional unity. So that's some of the things we'll be talking about, is how we can work together in functional unity to really be the body of Christ that works together as one in a functional way that brings healing to our streets.
And today's really exciting, Pastor David, because we have a special group. You know, we are stepping into the heart of Queens today. And Queens is one of the most diverse places in the world, where cultures, languages, and beliefs all converge into one. But Queens is also a mission field filled with families, struggles, and a deep need for the gospel. And we have three powerhouse leaders in the studio who are on the front lines of this work: Pastor Letitia Davis, Dr. Alicia Lawyer, and revivalist Kimberly Jones. And they're going to take us inside the challenges, the mission, and the vision for Jesus Week Queens. Welcome to the show.
Thank you
for having us.
We are really excited. So let's start with you, Pastor Davis. For those who don't know, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're located, your ministry is located in Queens, and, you know, what do you love so much about the borough of Queens?
So thank you for asking, Mick, and I'm so excited to be here to share with you all at large. I am Pastor Letitia Davis, and I serve as the outreach ministry pastor at the Community Church of Christ, which is in Southeast Queens, Jamaica, under the great, awesome leadership of Bishop Jamel G. Mitchell. We are located at 167-04 108th Avenue in Jamaica, New York, 11433. And one of the things that I love about Queens, first and foremost, is that I was born there. Mm-hmm. I was born and I was raised. But in addition to that, I want you all to know that Jesus lives, Jesus moves, and he resides in the borough of Queens. Mm-hmm. Queens is a very diversified community. We have people from all walks of life, from different nationalities, religions, and creeds. But the one thing that I love about Queens is that we are coming together. We have come together to connect with each other through love, through kindness, and tender mercies. Psalm 133:1 says, "How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." So we are united in Christ, and in Christ we will stay together, because we know that we are better together, and together we are better. So that's what I love about Queens, that no matter where we are, no matter where we come from, we are together, and we're out there on the grounds, Mick, helping out people, serving people, and showing them Christ in the flesh.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And Dr. Lawyer, we're so excited to see you come and just pour your heart into bringing the churches in Queens together for the purpose of gospel saturation and community transformation. So I'd love you to tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're located, and a little bit more about the diversity in Queens that is such a wonder to the rest of the world, how so many hundreds of language groups and immigrant groups all come together in your community. So share a little bit with us, Dr. Lawyer.
God bless you, and thank you for having us. My name is Dr. Alicia Lawyer, and I am the senior pastor of Revelation of Living Word, Deliverance Ministry, 115-19 Jamaica Avenue. 5 years ago, during the onset of COVID, my pastor, who was my husband and founder of the ministry, transitioned to heaven. And I was left this awesome task to continue the vision and the work. We have always been an outreach ministry. We have always served the homeless, fed the people, clothed the people. The diversity is such a blessing to us, because the love that that God had put in our hearts is shed abroad. So we have children of different ethnic background, and they come in and they're loving on us and we're loving on them. And my heart desire is to build long-lasting relationships with other like-minded believers. We know that I also was raised and born in Queens. And Queen has always been family community.
Amen.
Always looking to help the next man. Mm. If you're down, we're there to pick you up. Mm. If you're naked, we're there to clothe you. Amen. If you're hungry, we're always there to feed you. My doors are always open, so you're all are welcome to come. Just give us a call. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you. That's beautiful to see the open arms, you know, how Jesus was crucified with arms open wide. And I could see that's the position you're all taking in Queens to say, hey, whether you're from any part of the world, any part of the challenges in society, arms are open wide for you here in Queens. That's beautiful. Thank you, Dr. Loy.
Thank you.
And Kimberly, you know, you and I go way back to the Love New York days when we first met. And I just love so much the ministry that Love New York was doing, and you're a leader. For many years, you have been involved in revivalist work in New York City. You've been involved in discipleship work in this city. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then also, I'm curious, from your missional perspective, what do you consider the mission field in Queens to be?
Yeah, so thanks for having me here. My name is Kimberly Jones. I also like to call myself Revivalist Kimberly Jones, just to help inspire people that we're all revivalists and we all carry the Holy Spirit and are able to do the work of Jesus in His power and His love. So my heart is revival in New York City. And I, amongst other things, I co-lead a house church in Elmhurst, Queens, but I also do work in Jackson Heights. I'm involved in a variety of different ministries, some involving evangelism, some involving prayer, some involving discipleship. But my heart is to build a network of house churches and to do deep discipleship so that people are able to walk with Jesus, look like Jesus, think like Jesus, and teach others how to do the same thing.
Amen.
And Queens is such a powerful place for doing mission, because if you want to be a missionary to the world, all you have to do is go to Queens.
Amen.
All you have to do is go to Queens. Because so many people in Queens, they might be first generation. They might be the first generation who has come to New York City or come to America from their family. Mm-hmm. And so they have deep connections to their family members in other countries. Mm-hmm. And even if they're second generation, they still have those deep ties, those close-knit connections. So when you're able to evangelize and disciple people in Queens, you're able also to touch the people back at home, where they are, back in their homes. So it's a ripple effect, not just Queens. When you're doing ministry in Queens, you're touching the world.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Kimberly. That's so powerful. And Pastor Davis, I want to throw it back to you that the three of you here today, and you have other pastors, you have a large regional team, and I love that there's many on the team. David Rajun, and also Ijaz Nabi, and Joel Sadafel has often been part of the regional connectedness in Queens. So I love the fact that you're all really getting your hearts and your hands into multiple sections in Queens. So I'd love to hear from you. This is your second year, Pastor Davis, in leadership. What is your plan to continue to build teams in the zip codes and communities to get more zip codes and communities and churches involved? What's the plan for continuing to build the unity of the body of Christ in Queens this year?
Great question, Pastor David. One of the plans, or the biggest plan, I should say, is to connect with the churches that are in our local, in the vicinity of our local churches, first and foremost.
Amen.
And then secondly, to reach out to them personally and to share the Jesus Week movement with them, because this is an awesome movement. And I don't believe that enough of the leaders in the Queens community are aware. So it is our responsibility as regional leaders to go out and to connect with them and to partner with them and to share this awesome movement with them so that we all can come together. We will be able to reach further within our communities. We don't have to create the wheel. God has given us the manual. He has given us the blueprint. And I envision all of us coming together, Amen. Being one, Amen. Of one faith, because we serve one God. And together, we can do more together. So we have taken on the responsibility to reach out to the pastors who were committed and the ones who are unaware that they will be informed. We will share this information as we knock on doors, as we make telephone calls, as we send emails. We're going to reach out to their outreach ministries, and everyone will know about the Jesus Week movement through us. So through the zip codes, we have a map, and we know what zip codes that have yet to be adopted, and those are the areas that we are going to focus on.
Amen.
So that we can fulfill every zip code from the east, the north, the south, the west of Queens, and not one leader, not one pastor will be unaware.
And that's why one of the reasons we're on the radio today is to say, hey, there are lots of pastors out there that maybe aren't in our communication network, but now they're hearing about it. They're hearing your voice, and we're saying everyone's welcome on board. And we literally have millions. I think we have 9 million pieces of gospel resources available for churches right now in our warehouses
for free
for anyone who wants to reach out to the streets. So we're this is a big fishing net we're throwing out here right now to all you Queens pastors. And it's a network of parish churches that love neighborhoods. It's a little church network that has become a powerful force for healing in the city. And we're excited that you're all part of it. And as Kimberly said earlier, when you reach Queens, you reach the world. Because as soon as they get the gospel on their phone, they could snap it to Afghanistan, to Pakistan. You know, so this is a powerful thing that God's doing through all of you together. Thank you
Hallelujah.
So much.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Davis, you talk about unity, right, and coming together as a team. But there's a lot of churches out there who feel like they're not connected to that broader church network that they would like to be connected to. And Dr. Laurie, we have leadership retreats every year with the Jesus Week movement, where we bring our leaders together from all the seven regions. And you came for your very first time one particular year, and you weren't really connected yet. And I remember there was a time where you just stood up and you shared your heart and you said, look, I feel like sometimes I'm out there in my community, in my neighborhood, and I'm working alone. I feel alone, and I feel like I'm the only one willing to do this in my community. Mm-hmm. And that sparked an overwhelming applause and people yelling out, we're here.
Yeah.
You're not alone. We are with you now. And I think you brought tears to that entire retreat because you brought us all back to the point where we can do this together. Mm-hmm. So can you just share a little bit about what it's like for churches to be out there feeling like they're doing this alone? And how do you overcome that feeling of loneliness?
Praise God. I always believed in Acts and unity. I always believed that the Lord Jesus asked his Father to make us one. And, you know, after the death of my husband, I felt alone. Mm. But I had a purpose and a vision, and I was driven to continue the work of God. But when I was invited to come to the retreat, feeling alone was being isolated. Who do I turn to? Where do I go? Who can mentor me? You know, I was just looking for spiritual guidance. But when I got to the retreat, I asked God to just help me. Help me because I was under a spiritual warfare. And I needed people to surround me to help me navigate through the choppy waters. But I want those to know today, no matter how you feel or what you're going through, you are not alone.
Amen.
He promised never to leave us to forsake us.
Yes.
And we here at Urban Hope, the Jesus Week movement, are here to embrace you, to love on you, to lift you up and encourage you, to let you know you are not alone.
Yeah.
You have me. You have Pastor Davis. You have Pastor Kimberly. You have Pastor Mick. You have Pastor David. We are here to embrace you, to lift you up. I know what it is to feel alone, and it's not a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have your spouse. You don't have your pastor. You don't have your overseer, and you're carrying the weight of the church.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
But I don't have to carry it alone anymore.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
I have all of you.
Hallelujah.
I saw that.
Amen.
I saw you come in with a, you came with a crew this year to the Jesus Week retreat. That was about 20 or 20 plus, right,
Amen.
That you came with
Amen.
That are family now.
Amen.
So that, you know, that's one of the dreams Amen. That we have, that there are so many amazing saints out there, and the devil has convinced them they have to stay isolated and they have to be afraid of connecting in any way. That's that's a demonic. That's that's demonic action that we need to overcome and say, no, we are one, and we'll figure it out.
Amen.
Whatever it takes. So praise God, because that calling for the lonely pastors is really critical in this time.
I want to say another thing to add on to that. You can be a pastor with a vision, but if you don't have the people around you to embrace the vision to go further, you're still isolated. You're still alone.
You know, that's kind of one of our, what our callings is, to help to facilitate that. It's not easy for the local parish church to think about how you know, you have enough on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of our calling, to help to bring together the network of churches, the Team Jesus in Queens, and so. It's been a beautiful experience to serve with you and many different, you know, types and passions. So Pastor Kimberly, I mean Evangelist Revivalist Kimberly,
I take them all.
You take them all. You work to build intentional teams for evangelism. Yeah. What do you find it takes to keep people engaged just beyond the events? Because that's critical. Building like discipleship that goes long term, not just because we all try to say Jesus Week is just the kickstart, and if you don't kickstart into keep moving and working together, then it's really a waste. So how do you keep things moving?
Yeah. So I like to talk about people over programs. You know, you have the event, but then you continue on with the people and you go deeper with them. You go deeper in koinonia. You learn each other's stories. You build communities of practice.
Yes.
The heart is to help people walk a lifestyle of mission. And it's easier to walk a lifestyle of mission if you're walking that lifestyle of mission with somebody else, where you have somebody that you're connecting to, whether you're doing it together or you're checking in, you're talking about testimonies, talking about struggles, talking about celebrations, but you're just going deeper, sharing stories with each other, gentle accountability, and building each other up to do this work, because evangelism is hard. You know, discipleship is hard. There's warfare around all of it. And if you're like me, I'm a default introvert. I often have to be like, Jesus, help me every time I go out.
Amen.
And so it helps me to do it with people and to have those communities that I can do it together with them.
Yeah, better together. Amen.
That really takes us into, you know, the big event this year is Jesus Week Queens. Now, you are building a robust leadership team and a team and network of churches all throughout the boroughs. And the goal is to get every single zip code adopted in Queens to build this infrastructure of a John 17 movement. So for our listeners who can go to the website, JesusWeekMovement.org, and see the entire plan, give us a taste, Pastor Davis. What can we expect this year on the timeline and the calendar for Jesus Week Queens?
Lots of outreach activity.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Are
Hallelujah.
Going to saturate every zip code in Queens with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And as we saturate each and every one, every boy, every girl, every man, every woman, wherever they are, we are going to show up and show out for Jesus so that lives are transformed in the name of the Lord Jesus. So be on the lookout.
Mm-mm.
Check it out on the website. And everything you need, God is going to provide for you.
Join the team. Come on board.
Yes.
And we'll help you. We'll partner with you. We'll do this together.
We'll
Amen.
Walk with
this together.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Lawyer, what are you thinking about this year coming up? And what is your heart to see happen this year for Jesus Week Queens?
Amen. I'm going to piggyback off of Pastor Davis here. We are going to do outreach like we usually do. We want to have game trucks, rock climbing, face
Amen.
Painting, bouncy house. Of course, we're going to feed everybody. Amen. And we're going to have food, household products, bedding and clothing for those who's going back to school.
Amen.
Free book bags, backpacks, supplies for the young people, a pop-up food pantry, free information on health and life insurances, and we're going to try to have a breast screening truck.
Amen. Fantastic.
And one of my passions this year, I want to have a literacy program and a VBS.
Amen.
All free.
Hallelujah. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, Kimberly, what's the vision moving forward for Jesus Week Queens? Where are we going with all of this?
I think next level, you know, next level. So we're building and we're going to keep building and we're just going to take everything to the next level. We're not going to get complacent. We're not going to get satisfied. We're not going to get apathetic, but we're going to push. We're going to bring in more churches. We're going to do more outreaches. We're going to go deeper in Jesus so that we're ministering from his heart and not from other motivations. And we're just going to take everything to the next level and then to the next level and then to the next level.
Amen. Amen. So we're just about out of time, but we know that the three of you, there's probably one last burning thing you want to share. So we like to give a little, one extra bit of treasure to the audience. So very quickly, Pastor Davis, is there anything you'd like to leave with the audience today that's on your heart?
So what I would like to leave with all of you that are listening here today, that everything that we do it unto the Lord to bring glory to his name. And everyone is able and everyone is invited to come in and to put your hand to the plow and not look back and help us Amen. Go out into all of the world and spread the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. And Dr. Lawyer, what's the one last thing on your heart that you want to share with us today?
Never give up on your vision. You're not alone. We're here to support you, your vision, your goals, and ministry. And one more thing I want to leave with you. Please go to the website and join the movement. And I want to encourage you all to please sow into this ministry. This ministry is beyond evangelizing the streets, discipling people, but it helping those who are in communities of foster care and school adoptions. There's so much more that I have learned, and all of this is on my heart and press upon my heart to do, to help our next generation to strive for that perfection in Christ, to come to know who Jesus is. It takes all of us collectively. For over the years, we've been sown into other ministries and that we're not a part of. Thank you for having us.
Beautifully said. Kimberly, what's on your heart? Last word.
Yeah, sometimes people look at New York City and they see the size and they see the difficulties and they see the struggles and they look in the city and they think there's no hope. But here's what I know. There is never, ever, ever a situation that God can't fix. When we look at something, we look at the difficulty, God looks at the possibility. He looks at the valley of the dry bones and he breathes new life. And God is building an army. He is building an army, and I hope you'll be part of it.
Amen.
This has been an incredible conversation. Thank you, ladies, for coming in here. These are stories of faith, unity, transformation that's happening right now in the midst of Queens. But the truth is, this is about a movement that can happen anywhere.
Any city right now in our nation that says, hey, I want to be involved, there are so many open doors for you to come on board. So we'd love for you to just to see more about what we're doing at JesusWeekMovement.org. And if you want to support, as Dr. Lawyer said, UrbanHopeNYC.org. So there is a lot going on because we're seeing that as churches come together to saturate communities with the knowledge of Jesus, they are also positioned to transform those communities and to heal some of the things that have been broken for way too long. For decades and decades, we're seeing things healed and broken as we work together as one. So join the mission, join the work, JesusWeekMovement.org, and we'd love to connect with you and work together to see our city saturated with the knowledge of Jesus and transformed by his power.
Until next time, this is the Jesus Week Movement Radio Show.
Thank you.
Yes.